Bava Kama Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey 7-5. And this Mishnah will list a variety of situations in which a person basically stole and then sold or shechted the animal, but for some technical reason he'll be off the hook and won't have to pay the 4 or 5 payment. So the Mishnah says, for example, a person steals this animal and then mechoro chutz me'echad me'meya shabo. He sells the animal, but he retains a tiny piece for himself, a tiny bit of the ownership of the animal for himself. So the Mishnah says he retains 1% for himself, but the truth is if he retained 1/1,000,000%, it's the same thing. The point is, the Pasuk says, utovacho o mechoro, he has to sell it, or shecht it, I should have said shecht it, or sell it, and since he didn't sell all of it, he'll be exempt because of the Pasuk. O shahai salo vo shutfos, or if the animal that he stole and then sold or slaughtered actually was partly his, so it was essentially they were partners, him and his partner were partners in some animal, some farm, and he stole the partner's animal and then sold it or shechted it, since part of it belonged to him also, it's not a complete selling or a complete shechit, and therefore he'll be exempt. Hashochet v'nis nabla biyado, or, as I said before, that the tavicha, the slaughtering, has to be a tavicha that's a kosher tavicha. Another way we had a machlokas before, if you shecht it properly, but you can't eat it because of some extraneous reason, like was chulin in the azara or something. But here, the point is, we're doing a shechita, which simply is not a valid shechita. It was an invalid shechita. So the first of the three cases is, he shechts it, attempting to do it right, but he nisnabel biyado, he doesn't follow the halachas properly or something, and it becomes a nevela. Or, hanocher, nechira, exactly what nechira is a machlokas rishonah, but the point is, it's not really shechting at all. Essentially, just cutting the animal open one way or the other, shooting it in the head, different pshatim exactly. But the point is, you know, if he takes a knife and cuts from the nose down to the belly button, which is how some explain it, that's not shechita, and that's not considered to be a kosher, of course, slaughter, and therefore it's not considered to be tavach, and therefore he'd be exempt from the 4 or 5 payment. Or, v'hama'aker, akira, to mean abrut, in general, here is referring to he does kill the animal through the severing of the two simanim, that windpipe and the food pipe, the trach and esophagus, which had to be severed for kosher shechita, but he doesn't use a knife. He just essentially rips it out, let's say, with his hand. So the point is, the animal is dead, of course, through those simanim, through those pipes, but it wasn't the kosher shechita. So in all those cases, that's not considered the tavach, the tavicha of the pasuk, and therefore mishalem tashlumi kefel. If he stole it, of course he has to pay as a ganav both the value of what he stole as well as a double payment kefel. Then mishalem tashlumi arba v'chamisha, but he won't pay the 4 or 5 payment that one would pay if he slaughtered a sheep or a cow respectively, because he didn't actually do a shechita as the tavach of the pasuk. Now, the next part of the Mishnah is talking about another kind of technicality. The person needs to actually be a legal, technical ganav, a thief, for this all to kick in. Now, ganeva requires a bit of a technical act, like essentially like a kinyan, as one would have when he acquires things in other ways. You have to acquire it as a ganav. So, we have two basic types of kinyanim, ma'asa kinyanim, the act, the effect, the transfer of ownership when it comes to animals. You could do a Hagba'ah, lifting it up, and Hagba'ah, lifting the animal up, like just that would apply, that would be effective, even in the rishus of the baal, meaning if someone breaks into someone else's backyard, he picks up the guy's goat, so then that's called stealing, okay, because the Hagba'ah is that, like an act that affects transfer ownership. If, however, he just leaves the animal, Mashicha, so Mashicha never works as a mode of acquisition in the property, if it's happening in the domain, the rishus of the original owner. The mashicha always has to happen in like some kind of like neutral ground, like an alleyway or something, or rishus harab. So the point is, if someone goes into someone else's backyard and leads their animal through the backyard, so that's not, even though he's leading it away, intending to steal it, since it's only been led on the current owner's, the real owner's premises, no act of theft has yet occurred. It has to be led off the premises. As soon as he's moshechet, he drags it once it's left the person's backyard, like in the street or sidewalk or whatever it is, that will be when the event that constitutes theft occurs. So if we have a mechira or a tevicha that occurs prior to a formal act of kinyan, then it hasn't been nignav, it hasn't been stolen technically, and therefore those the 4 and 5 payments, or even for that matter the kefal payments, won't kick in. So says the Mishnah, Ganav Birshus HaBailim, if the thief goes into the owner's house and he drags it there, and he drags it essentially like off the premises, so the dragging off the premises, the mashiach off the premises, did effect the theft, and then v'tavachu machar chutz demershusam, since he's ended up off the premises of the original owner, and he then slaughters it or sells it there, so then of course he'd be on the hook, because he was a ganav, a thief, as he took it off the premises. Or, case B, there are three cases, or, osha ganav chutz demershusam, he saw the owner of the sheep's, he saw the sheep itself, like, wandering around on the street, like, you know, it had climbed over the fence or something. So now he intends to steal it, and he's Moshech, he drags that sheep, but not within the private property of the original sheep's owner. So, of course, that will also be considered to be a Geneva if he intends to steal it then. And then Tavachu Machar Bershusam, even if he does the strange thing of lead the animal that he stole already, effectively, back onto the premises of the original owner, but he's stolen the sheep already, and then he sells it from there. He puts up a sign, he says, "Sell, buy my sheep," and people are fooled, let's say, or he just shechts it there, whatever the story is, as if it's his. Still, he on the hook for 4 or 5 because he became a ganav when he dragged it while it was off the promised property of the true owner. Or the third case is, Osha ganav atavachu machar chutz mershusam. It all happens off the premises. He walks down the street, he sees his neighbor's, you know, goat is on a walk, it's escaped the house, and he takes it, and that taking it outside the premises already affects the Geneva. Then he is Toveach HaMocher, he either slaughters or sells it while it's off the premises. In all those cases, of course, Meshalm Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha, he pays not just the double payment of Kefil for being a thief because he stole it, but also he'll be liable now, having slaughtered or sold the thing he stole, to pay the 4 or 5 payment. Aval, but here's the case. However, Ganav Atavach HaMocher Bershusam, if the would-be thief breaks into his neighbor's backyard, and he never takes the animal out of the backyard, and he never lifts it up to do hagbah to acquire it. He just, like, let's say he walks it a little bit, even he drags it even in the rishus of the bialim, the original owner, and then he, while still on the owner's premises, he is betavachu machar b'rishusam. He then slaughters it, and, like, you know, I don't know, makes a barbecue and sells people hot dogs from the side of the road while he's standing within the premises of the owner. Or he's mocheret, you know, he puts up a sign, you know, dog, you know, donkey for sale, or whatever, should say, no, sorry, a cow or goat or sheep for sale, and then someone buys the cow or goat or sheep because this guy's just a fraudster and pretends it's his from his farm, but he never takes the animal off the premises till after he sold it, so he never became a ganav technically, and therefore putter, he'll be off the hook entirely. Meaning that the guy who broke in and then, like, slaughtered the animal and sold the hot dogs all from his backyard, he won't be on the hook, certainly not for the 4 or 5 payment because he never stole it, but he won't be liable to the kefil payment, the double payment, because he didn't steal it. So all he's liable for is he's a mazik. You break in some, if you jump into someone's backyard and kill their animal, so you have to pay for the damages. So he has to pay the damage what he caused, which is, in this case, if he, you know, slaughtered and then sold or turned the hot dogs to the animal, whatever the story is, so he has to return the value of the animal that he stole. But he, that's all he has to do. And in fact, if he turned into hot dogs, he could even keep the hot dogs.